In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we celebrate today the feast of two great Catholic bishops. The first one in whose honor the Mass is today is named Saint Josaphat, and he was a bishop in Lithuania in Eastern Europe who lived in the late 1500s. And he was greatly and cruelly persecuted by people called schismatics. These schismatics are those who are not Catholic and those who refuse to obey the Pope. And those times Europe was in lots of distress because many people say that we don't want to obey the Pope. We want to follow our own rules. And Saint Josaphat was a good Catholic bishop who always knew that Christ established the Catholic Church on the office of Saint Peter, and Pope is the successor of Saint Peter. So he always stayed very faithful to the successor of Saint Peter, called the Pope. And for this, he was so much hated among the schismatics, those who were enemies of the Catholic Church. He was often greeted with scorn and laughter, and also by great threats. And when he was finally put to death, his murderer shouted, "Kill the Papist," meaning him, the one who was a faithful follower of Pope. He was shot, St. Josaphat was, and body in contempt was thrown into a river. This was one example of what a good and a great and holy pastor a bishop should be, the one who always watches over his flock and makes sure that they follow the correct and true shepherds and stay in the true Catholic doctrine. Another bishop whose feast day is today is St. Lawrence O'Toole, and he, like St. Josaphat, almost met with the martyrdom, but by God's grace he was spared so that he could continue guiding his flock. St. Lawrence O'Toole lived in Ireland in the late 1100s, and that was the time when Pope had given permission to the English people to go and march to Ireland so that they could subjugate subjugate Ireland and establish law and order and good morals there in that island. St. Lawrence O'Toole, who was Archbishop of Dublin at that time, he was not so happy of seeing the English coming and taking control of his dear home country. But because Pope had given permission for them to do that, he humbly subjugated his own will to that of his superior. And this is one of the tests you have in your life, children, that you always are given assignments or always occasions to submit your will to the will of another. Sometimes it's a very hard thing to do, but if you humble yourself and think always that I am a true and faithful servant of Christ who loves to do what I'm being told, then you are truly one of the good children of God. So when St. Lawrence O'Toole saw that it was God's and the Pope's will that English should now rule over Ireland, he wasn't happy about it, but he obeyed. He continued guiding his flock so that they could be good and humble Christians and also good and obedient citizens. St. Lawrence O'Toole loved his Irish people, and he wanted to keep the people in peace so that they would follow the commandments and obey the Pope. And once when he was saying a mass, a madman attacked who hit him very hard in the head, and St. Lawrence fell unconscious to the floor. But he came to his senses, had his wound washed, and then immediately continued to say the Mass. God had preserved him so that he would not die, but would continue to be a good and faithful shepherd to his flock. Dear children, these two bishops should teach us to love and to submit ourselves, to love obedience, to love humility, so that we would always be humble and obedient to our parents, priests, superiors, and to our home country. Make a good note that the best way that you can also grow to be a good citizen and humble and obedient is that you stay faithful to your holy Catholic faith, that you always show due obedience to anybody who is your superior, because as God loves the humble here on earth, he will also raise you to the great sanctity in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.